Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on CARE Radio. Brandon Tabman, pleased to be joined now by Jefferson County North girls basketball coach. That is Steve Knoll, brought to you by the JCM Booster Group. Got to thank KT shortstop Brian Barrett with Coldwell Banker. Want to thank Winchester Meats, also FW Huston Medical Center as well. Well, Coach, you're in the midst of a real busy stretch, you know, and we want to talk about the game Tuesday night against Troy in a minute. But that game against Troy on Tuesday night was your fourth game in 6 days. And the three prior, you had won all three, so you had a lot of momentum going into that fourth game in 6 days. But you look on the other side, Troy, they were off for 11 days. You don't see that scenario quite often this late in the season.
No, and, you know, I don't know which way I'd rather have it. I think I'd rather have the 11 days off before we would have played. I think just the number of games we had here, you know, over that stretch, we were playing well, but I think it kind of caught up to us a little bit, and we just kind of came out flat. And then Troy jumped all over us, and then it was just kind of hard to recover from that.
Yeah, and you look at the stretch leading up to that Troy game, you know, five consecutive wins. You guys had won seven of your last eight. You know, go back to last Thursday, you went on the road at West Franklin. Friday, big win against Jackson Heights. And then Monday night, you beat Osawatomie. And then obviously things kind of got out of hand a little bit, you know, in the Troy game on Tuesday night. But up until the Troy game, you know, real good success. You guys were racking off some wins. What was kind of the key to that nice run before that loss to Troy?
You know, I thought in those three games, or really even the games before that, we started our transition in our defense. Our defense was looking better, and we were getting a lot of transition points. And even when the transition wasn't there, we were able to get set up in the offense and run it. And the good thing about it, we've had six different leading scorers throughout the season, you know, the different times. And most of the times we've been hanging around 9-10 points with the leading scorer, just even across the board. And we've had some stretches here where somebody would get hot. You know, I think we had Gwen against, I think it was Jackson Heights had, Gwen Blattner had 16 against West Franklin. I think it was Karina Johnson had 22. And, you know, we've had stretches like that where people got a lot hotter for us. And, you know, that's something I thought we were going to continue to build on. But, you know, it's one of those things when you've had four games pretty much back-to-back with no practice in them, needs to be a time to come in and get a little reset, and I think this Troy showed that a little bit.
Yeah, and you get at least a couple days this week before getting back to it on Friday. I'll get your thoughts on Riverside in a moment, but again, you talk about just the balance that you have, and you know, Lucy Knoll was the one that led you in scoring in the loss to Troy on Tuesday night, but you get Riverside up next on Friday, another crucial league game. You know, a very talented Riverside team, and they're coming off a one-point win against Morehill Mounts Academy earlier this week, so you see Riverside have a chance to kind of dissect it a little bit. How do you want to see the team bounce back and get back on the winning ways Friday night?
Well, you know, we last year at Riverside, we go up there and we get to overtime, and we lost to them on a last-second shot up at their place. So that one's kind of stuck with us a little bit. So we got a little, hopefully a little revenge factor we want to get in on them. They're a good team, and, you know, they showed that, you know, getting Morehill last night. So hopefully we can come out, have a couple practices here to regroup and get back to the way we were playing, which I think we will. It's just a matter of need to get our legs back under us and get kind of a little bit refocused. I think we'll be ready to go down the home stretch here.
Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll joining us again. Appreciate the JCM Booster Group making the convo possible with the coach each and every week. Again, a little bit of time to kind of get the feet settled as JCN, again, the loss to Troy Tuesday night. It was their fourth game in 6 days. They had won the three prior, had a good winning streak going before Tuesday night. Now they look to reset Friday night at home, taking on Riverside in league play. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. We appreciate it.